The U.S. Senate is set to consider a significant piece of music legislation today that many in the industry thought would never make it this far. While moderating a panel at the Music Biz Conference in Nashville yesterday, lawyer John Biter recalled the mood after last year's discussion on the Music Modernization Act.
The takeaway last year was that, well, everybody's hopeful about something happening, but nobody really believes in their heart that anything will.
The spirit on stage was far more optimistic this year, with Biter believing it is now on its way to passage. The legislation is a collection of bills with multiple elements of copyright reform. It recently received unanimous backing from the House and already has some bipartisan support in the Senate. Tennessee's Lamar Alexander and Bob Corker are co-sponsors. Biter, who represents several industry trade groups, says he spent years, quote, trolling the halls of Congress promoting the legislation and is inspired by the consensus that's been built.
Democrats and Republicans came together on this when it seems to people watching the news every night that they can't agree on anything. I'm heartened by the idea that music was something that brought people together.
The legislation has also reconciled some of the long-held divisions between the music and tech industries. One of the key components would try to create a simpler licensing system between the two. The act is scheduled for a hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee today.